Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation of Hard Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Grand Bahama News, Popeyes, Prince Masters, and Ross Electric Motors.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, November 12th, 2024. Listen, man, some things are happening, guys. It's a beautiful day. Grateful to be in your company. We can chop the thing down, have a good conversation. Gotta shout out my good, decent people. You know how we do. Over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers, they get everything laid out for you. Make sure you go and check them out. Located number 407 Blue Hill Road South. They got everything laid out for you. If you're looking for insurance, it's the top of the month. Still the top of the month. So you guys, if you're looking for insurance for your vehicles, if you're looking for insurance for those affordable, all my vehicles are insured with those guys. So go down there and check them out. Number 407 Blue Hill Road South. Or give them a call before you get there. 341-1AFS. 341-1AFS. Actually, my good friend Ethric Bowe or Mr. Richardson, they could take very good care of you. And all those persons are qualified and capable to ensure that they can take very good care of you in that kind of a space. So go and check them out, guys. They're down there. And also, I got to shout out my good, decent people, man, over at Art Development. Yeah, man. Art Development is doing some stuff. So I got to be able to shout them out and say, kudos to those persons that continue to be able to push forward with MST Bar. That's the fiber reinforcement polymers. They got everything available for you. If you're in that kind of a market, you're looking to build your house, you're looking to be able to kind of pour a slab or whatever you need to do, and you need some rebar. You need some things to be done, but you don't want the traditional rebar, right? You're looking for something with a fiber. You're looking for something futuristic. You're looking for something that's sustainable. You can be able to go down there to Art Development. They are located at the Dugard Plaza. Right there in Palmdale on the side of, I think it's Mickey D's. So right there in the Palmdale Plaza, in the Dugard Plaza in Palmdale, you can be able to see them and they can take very good care of you. Check them out online, frpbahamas.com, frpbahamas.com, or give them a call at 822-9527, 822-9527, or hit them up at 603-4506, 603-4506. Okay, guys, it's a beautiful day. Crime's $100 million hit to the GDP. IDB says that the bomb is fourth highest in the region in cost of impact of homicides. The information's in the paper. Let's be able to read about it and see exactly what's what. The LNG pipeline reports raises concern over the wetland protection. So let's look at that. And let's talk about those particular things today. The line's going to be wide open. I want to be able to join you, for you to join me in conversation and see exactly what's what. Now, before we do that, I want to be able to get some laundry out of the way. Let's get this out of the way. Christmas time is coming. I can't even get away, man. Christmas time, every time, let me tell you something. One thing, but y'all wouldn't let Nat King Cole die in peace. That man ain't rest in peace. Every Christmas, you wake him up. Okay, Nat, come, you're on. Christmas time is coming. And if you're in this kind of a space, you've been thinking about your business, you can't sleep at night, you're thinking about the projects that you're going to have to lay out, the steps that you're going to take, you're thinking about this product, how you can be able to move that kind of a product, you're thinking about affordability. I don't know why we do that. I really don't know why we do that. Why do we skim on advertisements? This is crazy. No one knows where you are. No one knows where you are. I put so much money into this restaurant. Remember I told you I had this restaurant around the corner? On Harrell Road, Palette Pleasers. I put thousands of dollars into that place. Fix up the place. I spray the ceiling black, do all of these things, fix the tile, make sure I had, secondhand fridge, the best in my mind, the best secondhand fridge and stove and everything I could get. I put everything in this place, right? And I had no more money to put advertisement. People keep calling me, Howard, where your place is? Howard, where your place is? Howard, where your place? Listen, advertisements, marketing, exposure for your business is crucial. I'm telling you, okay? Now, I know who else is telling you, but I am telling you. Advertisement, marketing, exposure for your business is crucial. Don't believe that everyone just knows where you are. But understand that there is a market in this kind of place. Here at Guardian Radio 96.9, as we move towards the Christmas season, you want to get your live remotes done. That's what you want to do. You want to be able to get your stuff in the newspaper. We got great packages available for you. You want to be able to come onto the show. You want to come on Small Business Thursday and talk about that as we're leading up to the Christmas season. Let's do that. Okay? Yeah. Resolve to evolve, right? And change your mindset as it relates to the contribution that you can make for your business. A smart man once told me, your business should cut in three. You get a third for you, a third for your partner or whoever that is, and a third for the business. It goes back into that. Ensure that your business stays afloat, that you can be able to reach those markets and people could hear you right where you are. Don't call me, man. I ain't got no money. Well, don't call me. I don't understand you. You didn't spend money on all these things. That you got drapes hanging down from the ceiling, $3,000 you didn't spend on that. But Jane will spend no money and telling people when and where the thing can be. This is peculiar to me. I'm not going to fight you. I'm simply saying to you, get your marketing done. Give us a call, 302-2300, 302-2300. Ask to speak with April. She can be able to assist you. Or if you want to be able to do something directly with Howard Grant and you want to talk with me, you can do that. 8270111, 8270111. And I could take very good care of you and ensure be able to give you a good package, put everything together for you so you can be able to sit with us. So I want to be able to hear from you guys. I want to do that. It's Christmas time. This is Christmas season. Now, I know that we are still up in arms, and I feel like a lot of things haven't really leveled out for the year. I know that we're still in this kind of a space to try to figure out how things are going to get done, right? And I just want to be very clear with you. We're here, okay? The time has come. See, no more jiving, no more. Christmas is here. It felt like a very short year. It felt like we just was in the first, the second quarter of the year. Christmas is here, all right? So guys, get yourself prepared for that and let's be able to have a very good conversation. Something rang in my head all night last night. From the caller yesterday. The caller yesterday's, he started to talk to us about, boy, you're only here with Leslie Melisseye. 25 of the MP has got to go. That rang in my head all night last night because I did hear him say it. And I said, well, why would Leslie say 25? So all night, listen to me, 2:30 in the morning, right? I get up and I say, but why would Leslie Miller call 25? Why would it be 25? And then I start to count back from 25. I got to identify in my mind who's secure. So I start to count secured people. And so let's just do some maths. If there's 32 members of parliament and you say 25 got to go or gone, that means only 7 secured. And if 7 secured, who could those 7 be? This is my 2:30 this morning. I said, well, why would Lizzie say 2:30? In the middle of the night, I wake up and I ask him, well, why would he say that? Who could these people be? And so I start to identify it. I say, okay, so Brave Street, I believe that Brave is going to be okay. Okay. I believe that Chester is going to be okay. We know that Anglison is going to be okay. I believe that Fred is going to be okay. Fox Hill. Right. This is what I say. And this is how I counted it back. Right. I said, I believe that in Nassau, Fort Charlotte, Alfred Sayers. I believe that Alpha's going to be okay. So I count, this 5 I get in NASA. I said, there's only 2 more. Who are the 2? Who is the next 2? And then I said to myself, it could possibly be South Abaco. Central and South Abaco. Possibly, it could possibly be John Pinder II. It could possibly be him. And it could possibly be Kingsley Smith. And if that's, well, you know you got to go with Lundy in South Abaco, right? I mean, South Andrews. So I keep trying to figure out, did you put your daughter in this? That's all I say to my, did Leslie put his own daughter in the 25? Because you can't see the seniority gone. You can't say, Glennis who held on to Angliston the whole time. You can't say the charm, the poise, the expertise Alfred Sayers is gone. So did you put Seabreeze in that? That's the question I had. Also, the question I asked myself this morning, I said, what is going on in this country? Ladies and gentlemen, we're at this kind of a point now where a lot of persons are up in arms. We're seeing that the PLP has taken on this kind of a strong position to indicate that we're looking for some things. We want to make some modifications. I'm grateful to, you know, I got that sense of gratitude to be able to look at the entire landscape. And I believe that the PLP is making the necessary adjustments to ensure that they can present a strong team, put persons exactly where they're supposed to be, and prepare themselves for victory come 2023. Now, despite the naysayers, because I keep hearing my name on WhatsApp, and I suppose that just comes with the territory, I'm not going to fight you. I'm not going to fight you, right? Despite the naysayers who has this sort of belief that says that Howard is against the PLP or Guardian is against the PLP, so forth and so on, I think this is very silly. Because I'm saying to you, I can identify strength in the organization. And the only thing that we're seeing in the Free National Movement at this particular time is leadership. And I've said that to you more than one occasion. I've identified leadership. The only two people in the organization that we can identify, strong and guaranteed this kind of a space that's showing people that we're moving towards these particular things, maybe Marco City and St. Barnabas. And as I'm looking at this, I'm saying the entire landscape is shifting. And if the PLP is serious about this, they can possibly capture this again. If they make the moves, if they make the modifications, if they identify what they must, make some changes, put some persons back, and then find themselves in the position of growth. If. But you know, sometimes things get in the way. Sometimes they get in the way in terms of, you know, this is my boy, I can't do you nothing. This is my large brother, I can't move him, I can't do this, though this is my auntie, cousin, child. And all these things get in the way of the victory that you're looking for. Is Brave Davis strong? Does he have the wherewithal as a leader, to be able to make these very tough decisions? It's going to be tough. Guys, I want you to join me in conversation today, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720, or you can hit me up, 422-4796. I'm just going to take a break, but I see a telephone call. Let me take the telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Hey, good morning, my dear. What's happening?
How are you doing?
Good afternoon. All's well.
In this air conditioner office, you can't be loudly today.
Let me hear you.
No, well, I have a problem sometimes to do it.
Let me hear it.
Because every year, the research when it comes to politics, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go through this motion all the time. And I try to figure out what world or what country some of us live in.
Mm-hmm.
So, even today, how it is. What do you think behemoth or wolf law? What's your take before I tell you what I called before?
I think crime and the economy are two things that people are going to be at the forefront of their brains when they get to the polls.
I hear you, right?
That's what I think.
Okay. Every time a new government comes in, right, you look for that change, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Look for that betterment, okay? You look around the country and it's not here, okay? I went to the hospital with a relative last night, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now the condition that hospital is in.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they have these mini wards. with male, female, poisoned water. Even use the bathroom, only goes just for male and female, just from this rape, and only this from this country and a mess, you know. People, when they think about government and leadership, they only could think about in 2 months. Where's the improvement? Huh? Where is the improvement? Can you feel in it? Persons who have these large contracts and benefiting, what are the average person? Huh? Every time you keep recycling, turning over, changing and stuff. Like I told you over and over, persons don't vote for no party. Persons vote for, I mean, you know, persons vote for improvement, betterness. Persons ain't gonna be voting nobody in this PLP. They can be voting out. Okay? And then when you vote the next party in 5 years, you look for the same thing and get it. You can just be voting out. And this will continue and continue until we get it right, until we change the system in this country.
So you think the PLP gone? That's what you're saying to me, the PLP gone.
Really, Howard? What, since they come in, how have they impact your life? In which way? Because I'm a Bahamian and I live here also. But you go to the food store, for the love of God. You could just have in your mind, I'm going to pick up 5 items. And for every time, bam, $60, $70. It's expensive, Howard.
Yeah.
Some medication you can't even afford. You can tell the doctor, look here, I can't afford 10, but break it down to like 2 days. Give me 2 or 5.
This is what you tell the doctor.
Why do you have to do that? Pardon me?
This is what you tell the doctor.
Yes, it's reality. Jesus. This is the doctor prescribed 2 weeks. You can't afford to get 2 weeks prescription. You can say, just come up for 1 week or a couple days.
Wow.
And something wrong with that?
Yeah.
Are you saying people who are not working or have plenty of children when they go in super value, we're supposed to be the four-man store, and you can't even afford groceries? Mm-hmm. And it helps. And people, you don't want to test in these problems. Every time you turn around, sometime late in the night, like I come from the hospital at around 1 o'clock, I'm looking around, scared hours. Mm-hmm. That's not right, okay? Mm-hmm. And you could, I don't care how good a person you are, okay? It falls in leadership. Person ain't gonna be voting no member of parliament. Or I don't care how good you are. Person gonna be voting the government out. And if that takes every single one of them, that's it. Gone. You understand what I'm saying?
Wow.
It don't matter how good you are. Why vote you in to gain you another seat? Because the leadership failed. The government failed. That's the bottom line. I know I speak for a lot of women. That's how I feel.
I like what you
okay.
said. I appreciate your call.
Amen. Okay.
Thank you, my dear. I do appreciate your call. In 2007, when my mother won the constituency of 8 Mile Rock, right? Remember I told you, I tell you all my business. I had lost my job at the hotel, and so I was looking for something to kind of bounce back on. And so I pour all my heart into helping her to kind of, you know, get the seat. I walk with her almost every day. We were in, walking up and down 8 Mile Rock, touching those people, doing everything that we have to do to get there. And after she won, I felt so, elated that she won and then her government won and, all these things are happening. I thought to myself that this is an opportunity. I must tell you, I can be absolutely honest with you. My mother was sort of a stickler. Well, this kind of an idea that, I will not be identified and viewed as the MP who taking care of family and so forth and so on, nepotism. So she didn't do anything for us. Anything we got, we had to go and hustle for that. Right? I got a little piece of contract to clean up on the side of the roads. This is 2007 to 2011, right? In 11, I got a couple calls from some people and, things start to be able to turn the curb. But that was if you ask my wife, this was the hardest time in our lives, I'm telling you, I had to live on the grace and favor of people. This is the hard. And I say it like that because, you could go back home, but the truth is as a man, you want to stand on your own. But this was the hardest time. We had just gotten married. We just got a baby. We had 2 babies at this point. Hardest time in my life. I promised God. I said, Jesus, if I got to be looking for things from these people, anyone from a political standpoint, I ain't doing that. That's no way to live. Now, I know that people still live like that. I know that people still ask for things and wait for things, but I'm not one of those guys. And so to my caller's point, how has your life been better? I've been hustling every day, fighting, doing what I have to do, still to take care of what I have to take care of, with no expectation that someone can give me something. So I don't assess it the way that you do. I ain't looking for nobody to give me nothing. I can work for that thing. I can present my talent, my skill, my mindset, and say, this is what we can do. And if I get the thing, then we get it. If we don't get it, then we don't get it. But I don't believe that the FNM or the PLP can change what's happening in my environment. And that is why I contribute. Because I believe that without charge, if I could convince you to look at this just a little bit different, maybe we could see some change. Let me take this quick break. We're going to be right back after this.
Foundation. At Popeyes, we put love in our chicken by marinating it for 12 hours. For a limited time, head on over to Popeyes and purchase 5 pieces of our famous Louisiana bone-in chicken for just $10. Give your family a taste of Popeyes without going over budget by adding on a signature side. Popeyes, that crazy price we love.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5255. 267.
Foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Give me a call, 323-622-325-4316-325-4259, anywhere for the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. That's the text line. And we're going to be talking about these things. Somebody asked, text and say, Howard, you're talking about Nat King Cole, Mariah Carey getting thawed right now. Somebody texts and asks, Howard asked the lady if she thinks that Pintar could change the cost of living in the country. I text and say, how? How can Pintar do that? Is it just the cost of living in this country? Are we separate and apart? Are we the literal island in this economic sea of tribulation that happens both locally, regionally, internationally? Are we the island that's taking care of itself, that's self-sufficient? How? How can he make these changes? You know, I have this problem with all governments. And this is what I believe. Governments keep articulating what the issue is. Governments keep talking about 75%, especially since the numbers came out, 75% of the persons living here in Nassau, still talking about this kind of an idea about people not having kids, so forth and so on. But I don't know whether or not anyone's thinking legacy, longevity, sustainability, and this sort of an idea of moving forward. It's peculiar to me. It's peculiar to me. That the IDB could be able to say you need more entrepreneurs in your country to the Free National Movement. And they say, we want to give you X amount of dollars to be able to create entrepreneurs in your country. And this was the campaign ploy to be able to slice the money up where they didn't everybody get a little taste without being able to identify and really scrutinize the sustainability of particular projects and pouring into that. So they did what they did. And they let's say they get a handful of people out of the amount of money that they distributed here in the country. And I think about this, and I say to myself, do they really want us to go? Or is it a political preference for us to relentlessly be dependent upon governments? Which in turn equates to the political organization. Is it by design that they want us to always be begging arms from the government? That's just peculiar to me because there's no incentives to be able to go home. I looked up and down on my telephone last night for grants. I want to start a little business. I want to get some stuff done. And so I looked up and down in my phone for grants. I want a guaranteed loan or a grant or whatever the case may be. And the only thing that we saw from 2000 and, I don't know, the latest I would have seen is 2020, when the SBDC was doing something to be able to provide opportunities for those particular persons. That's the most recent one I would have seen, right? Then they had some family island something. I think that was through, where did I see that? Some family island distribution something. I think that was with the development bank, that they gave persons $2,500 to start their business in the family islands. Man, you all got to be joking, man. You all got to be joking. The government's sitting on a tremendous amount of crown land and the family of islands, and not creating incentives within them, within the sector, to be able to say, all right, and you know, you can fight me for being able to be a proponent of this, but I am a proponent of marriage. I am. I believe that we should find sustainability and be able to get to those values that that we espouse of yesteryear. I believe that those traditional values, they hold strong. And I do believe that we should still be able to push forward and say that this is something that we believe in. I don't think that we've gone so far from our conservative nature that we reject the idea of marriage entirely. I think we still kind of cling on to that. But I think that there's difficulty. A lot of persons are looking, before they look at marriage, they're looking through the lens of economics. Should I get married? Can I afford this? Can I afford this? And I think that persons are making that kind of a decision. I think the government could fix this. I think the government could be able to identify a piece of property in all the major islands, 20 major islands, whatever the case may be, and be able to say that we have 5 acres on each one of these particular properties. We want to be able to give you this, this, and this. We're creating whatever we've done, and we want you to be able to help us with this particular project. You take your family down there. We want to be able to give you this much to be able to get started. If you get married for the first child, we want to give you this. Our governments could do something, man. Talk to me. Something. It got to be about people. This cannot be about relations from an external standpoint, always being able to show good face to what's happening in America, to what's happening in the EU, to what's happening in all these particular... When are we going to take care of ourselves? And I think that this is the disdain that people look at us with. This kind of disgust that these people claim independence, but they can't take care of themselves. Relentlessly depending on others and trying to be able to show a good face by being able to say, let's get in Haiti's business because they worse than us. So we could be able to say, we're trying to help them. What are we doing out here? This is bananas. What are we doing out here? And that's the question that I have for you. This government, in my mind, can't be serious about reforming these issues, transforming these issues that exist in our country. I don't know whether or not we're top heavy with tradition. I don't know whether or not this kind of an idea of self-servants exists within the core of the government. But they're not in the position that they're really looking at how do we fix this issue for the Bahamian people. And that's where I am. That's what I believe. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720, or hit me up 422-4796. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead, hey, caller.
How's it going?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Listen, I'm hanging in there. I understand the overarching principle of personal responsibility. Okay? And that we shouldn't be looking for the government to do this and do that.
Yeah.
And I think some of that's the personal responsibility that people are using when they make decisions like, I'm not getting married, or I'm not going to invest 25 years in a home, and I don't know whether I'm going to be in this country for 25 years because I might be a professional and, you know, there's just better opportunities elsewhere, right? Mm-hmm. So these are all things that people look at through their own eyes, through their own matrices.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that we have to hold the government accountable for what they should be responsible for.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the decisions and the policies that create the hardships, all right? I've said this before, all right? What Ingram did in 92, repealing the Immovable Properties Act should be a treasonable offense. A treasonable offense. It has irrevocably, all right, disadvantaged generations of Bahamians. Generations of Bahamians, all right, to not be able to afford to own land in their own country. All right? When we look at the policies of multiple PLP governments that have given away crown land to foreigners and to mega rich Bahamian investors who turn around and then try to sell that at double and triple of what it is it's done. Again, you're creating a vacuum of Bahamian ownership. What I cannot own, I cannot defend. Because I'm not going to waste my time fighting for somebody else's property. All right? When we look at the fact that I listened to the lady talk about the medicine issue, that's a policy issue. We have governments that have decided as a policy that they will not accept medications that come from India. They'll accept the boxes when we needed them.
Right? I remember that.
But they won't accept medicines from India, and they demonize those, even though the very same companies that are the U.S. manufacture in India. All right? And so we've created a place where even the government programs, the medicines are so expensive that it's they're unable to spread it out and benefit everybody. So you have a less than 12% of the population is covered by the chronic disease drug program. Okay? See, these are things you have to look at. The food policies, all right? Where we create the environment that if you want to bring in nuts and healthy food, it costs you more to bring that in than chips and soda. So then you wonder why we have such alarming rates of chronic disease and obesity and all these different things, all right? Even the issues that deal with road maintenance, all right? Where it's now become super expensive for you to maintain your car because every 2 days dropping in a crate size bottle.
Yeah.
And that affects every single thing in your car, particularly new cars that have computer parts. So all of these things are policy issues. All right? And until we get governments that can speak to these sort of things, we put ourselves in a carousel where we get mad and pissed off, and every 5 years, we dump the X for the other X. Okay? And we keep remarrying the X.
Guess why
we got rid of them 5 years ago.
Yeah.
All right? Yeah. And so I say this. There are really appreciable things that can happen that can change. Okay? I know some of your callers who are political cronies and will come and say I'm crazy. But there's a couple of things that have to happen. One, I shouldn't have to vote my MP out who could because I need to change the leader. So make an election for the leader. Separate and apart. Okay? Mm-hmm. Create true independence between the legislative, the executive, and the judiciary. Mm-hmm. All right? Let us elect judges. So when we find judges that have all these weird sentences and easy stuff for this one and only prosecute for the next one, we can get rid of them. Mm-hmm. Okay? And have true local government. All right? Where if you don't live in your constituency, you can't represent the constituency.
Mm.
These are critical things. I was in Freeport when your mother won her seat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I was working in Freeport. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, what she did for her constituency was because she was from that constituency.
Yeah.
Those were her family members.
Yeah.
Those were her friends. Those were her church members. And the problem was, while she did well, the fellow at the top did foolishness. And then the way
everybody gone.
Okay? So we have to change these sort of things. And until we get serious about that, what we're going to have is a five-year party. Every time they throw a party, they bring some Guinness to the basketball court. They get some T-shirt with some money in it. They promise you that all you're serving in your government jobs. And then 5 years later, you are divorce court again. Have a good day.
I appreciate you, my brother. Isn't that crazy, though? Isn't that crazy? Isn't that the scenario that's laid out? Every 5 years, they make a promise to you that your children are going to get a secure government job. People are leaving the government in droves. In droves! Almost every time I have a conversation with someone who's a part of the uniform arm of government, they're looking to leave. Almost every time. Every single time. Persons are looking for something else. They're tired of this. It doesn't offer anything. They're still broke. They're working broke. They can't afford nothing. They already maxed out. They can't go back to the bank for nothing. My God. This is the country that we're living in. This is the country that we're living in. And we're not dealing with these issues. We're only dealing with leadership. We're saying we're going to get rid of this one or get rid of that one. But we're not dealing with real issues. Let's take this last call before we go to the break. This call right here. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Hey, what's happening? Happy birthday, Jeff. Happy birthday. Praise Jesus. You're 61 today. Everybody know, play the little place. I don't know if these play numbers. Praise God.
They can play the number, bring me a little something. And they
praise God. What's happening with you, my brother?
Howard, very simply, listen to the contributions of all the callers thus far on the show. And a couple of things that came to mind is simply this. You know, since treason is on the books, and I'm making this relative to the last caller. Treason has been on the books from the time the Constitution came about. Name one person who, one politician or one leader in this country that has been brought up on treason. Mm. You know, we see these treasonous moves and we talk about them, but the fortitude to bring them to justice has not been done. You know, we talk the Movable Properties Act, as he has referred to, that former Prime Minister Ingram would have done. You know what is treasonous? Treasonous is when... Yeah, we recognize it as treason. You would want to blame him for it. But we had successive prime ministers after him who did nothing to revert or change it back to what it once used to be. You know, so, you know, both of the political parties, you know, we can hold them accountable for some of these bad policies. You see, we talk about leadership in this country. I don't care how much you change the personalities, you put new faces in these political parties and run them. But as long as the policies and their basis for running their party is the same, there's nothing going to change for the benefit of the Bahamian people. And this is what we have seen over the past, now, I won't say past 51 years, because I believe the first 15 years of the pending administration were relatively, you know, good years in terms of putting the country on the path that we needed to be on. But all of the subsequent years after that, we went further and further and further and further off target that the country is where it is today. Wow. We need some righteous people who care more about God and country to begin to turn this country around towards prosperity for us. To really accept, for us who really desire it, and for us who really deserve it in this country, to begin to live better than we live today. Thanks for taking my call.
I appreciate you, man. Jeff, happy birthday to you. The question is that everyone has come and tell you about Jesus when they come to your city. Everyone come and tell you about righteousness, and everyone, all politicians in your church, they're sitting down on your pulpit where women can't even stand behind the pulpit. The pastor let the politicians sit there, stand there, and talk one load of garbage, lie to everyone. And we in there trying to be nice because Jesus in here. Yes, yes, okay, yes, yes, yes. Garbage. How we know you serious about this? How we know that your conviction lie in faith? How? How do we know that your righteousness aligns with what we put down from a biblical standpoint? How? You didn't lie to us too much. Quick break. We'll be right back after this.
The foundation.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, the foundation, live and in full effect. Opposition leader Michael C. Pintard. Reiterating his vision that urban renewal should substantially transform, right? The entire communities when implemented correctly. This is something that I just picked up last night. Somebody sent this to my phone. I looked at it, and Michael Pintard is talking to Clint Watson on ZNS. I said, what? So I'm looking at this, right? Michael Pintard is talking to Clint Watson on ZNS about sort of the potential of how things are going. I want to be able to commend ZNS. And I don't know whether or not that's because Clint sits in the general manager seat and he's really steering the ship to sort of an idea where there is diversity, inclusion, so forth and so on. But when I did this, oh God. When I did this, they cut my pay, they cut my hours, they cut everything. They cut everything. The next day, I left ZNS. When I did this, and I brought on same conversation, same type of style, same setup, same all these particular things when the PLP was in. When the FNM was in. And I had my show on ZNS. And I just wanted to have a very clear conversation and try to figure out how in the world can the PLP cut the VAT? Where they're going to be able to get the short, where they can pick up the shortfall? Well, we find out now. But nonetheless, we were curious. I was curious at the time. I brought Michael Halkidis in, and then Halkidis and I had a very good conversation. He and I were very good friends. So I called him in. I said, let's have a conversation. Talked. It wasn't mad political. It was just saying, hey, listen, we're thinking to do these things. The next day, they cut my hours and cut my showtime from 2 hours to 1 hour and cut my pay in half. No questions, no nothing. Then I asked the woman about it. She says she take directives. I say all that to say I'm hoping that this is an indication of evolution, of change, of a very clear understanding that you can't hide the truth from people who live in the family islands. And ZNS has been sort of a campaign tool to be able to project propaganda to these particular persons for far too long. So I'm hoping that they derobe themselves from the clutter, this robe of just garbage that they enthrone themselves with, right? They close themselves off to this, and I'm hoping that they're opening up with transparency and at least allowing persons to be able to have a real conversation. We'd like to see that. Before we get out of here, quick call. Go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Grant.
Hey, how you doing, my brother? What's happening?
Yeah, I was prompt to call. The caller before Jeff and the lady who said she was at the hospital and the dire situation there.
Yeah.
A hospital that should have, that extension started, Mr. Grant, maybe shortly after the U.S. Embassy started construction. And after 4.5 years...
The U.S. Embassy finished.
The embassy is complete.
Yeah.
But the hospital itself, which we solely rely on for the average and below average person, it's in dire straits. I mean, this is eventual two consecutive governments.
Yeah.
Two consecutive administrations.
But to fix that, they can make a hospital for women and children elsewhere.
Yeah. And come up with the idea that they're going to create one for just for females and children.
So us men, we got to go back.
This is more, you like to use the word banana, right? I can hardly think of an adjective to describe this.
You all men go over there to squalor, right?
Listen, but like I said, the caller before Jeff, listen, he did a splendid job. I listened to him, and he made the case for the Bahamian people, and he is right on cue. I fully endorse what he said. I have to take nothing. I don't have to add one thing. What he said, he was thorough, and he speak the actual truth, in my opinion.
I appreciate you.
He was right on cue.
I appreciate your call, my brother. He's a good, decent man.
And listen, you owe me a $5 because I've been hanging on long.
Well, I saw you the other day. When you come back, I'll give it to you.
Leave it with Jennifer.
Yeah. I'll leave it with Jenny. All right, everybody. Good to see you. Good to hear from you. Good to hear from you. Let's take this one more call before we get to break. Go ahead, call.
Howard.
Hey.
Papa, yeah.
Hey, what's up, Papa?
Yeah, you know, this is a serious thing.
Uh-huh.
I think I would have been a mom talking about it just now.
Mm-hmm.
American embassy bill a whole, I mean, that's their money and everything, right? This mm-hmm. our country, our land, right? We sell the land rather than leasing it like some country does, right? They build up that big place right there right on the side of our hospital. I mean, we can't make investors and foreign people them do things for us, right? We have money and we do a lot of things that we think important, but this is a crying shame,
mm-hmm.
and this is a lousy, worthless set of politicians we have here when it comes down how the hospital is supposed to be built.
Mm-hmm.
They find money to do all kind of foolishness, just getting rich, taking care of their friends, family, and lovers, and people suffering, mm-hmm. people getting treated, worse than the dogs getting treated, them canals, that by the human society, and mm-hmm. they don't get treated bad, they get treated good down there.
Mm-hmm.
So the humans getting treated worse. So this I cry shame on this government. My friend Levon, he did die on the 11th Memories Day yesterday. My grandma's birthday was on the day before on the 10th. My mommy's birthday today, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I want to say happy birthday to all of them. And, you know, we miss Levon. Howard, I don't know if you heard what Fred Mitchell say to when Donald Trump went. Him and Frankie Wilson, Sir Franklin, with the most respect. There's two gentlemen who I think really wanted to be prime minister in this country for some reason. I know we reject them or we ain't give them the time of the day in spite of who they think they is or how much money they get, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sir Franklin Wilson said something like he's, it sounded to me like he making sport, like he laughing, teasing the people who do the electric car companies over here. You know, he's a big, mm-hmm. he have shares or they own the gas or the oil company. So mm-hmm. he sounds like he's laughing at them when Donald Trump went in. You know, he don't know if Donald Trump going to be pushing those things for electric vehicles, EV cars and stuff like that. So I listen to him and I just hear what he had to say as a business person. And then this Fred Mitchell, he sounded like he wasn't too happy Donald Trump went, and that's understandable, but... You know, some of the things what he's saying, the Bahamas still stand for.
Hold on, Papa.
Huh?
It's understandable as the Minister of Foreign Affairs?
I know you.
It's understandable as the Minister of Foreign Affairs?
No, not just the Minister, Fred Mitchell as a human being.
Okay, I understand. Go ahead. I'm not going to fight you.
You feel me now?
I'm not going to fight you. Go ahead.
Okay, so he's saying the things then what the Bahamas still stand for and stuff like that. Yeah, he was kind of correct, but some of those things, us Bahamian people, we don't stand for it. If I was Fred Mitchell, I would let Brave Davis do all the talking, because Brave Davis is the prime minister, and I would try to work along with Donald Trump, see if he could change his mind and get Elon Musk there with him. So maybe he might still work with the climate change thing with Brave Davis them. So I ain't too much like what Fred Mitchell had to say. And I hear the lady say the PLP gone, say 25 people, they might change around and stuff. They don't have to go through all this. You know, they could come to us and we could tell them we don't want Jamal Strong in Nassau Village, in spite of him being smart and have all kind of manners and respect. He can come to us. They don't have to go and have all this sermon and stuff. Then I told the PLP is the party venue, and when you see, they don't reject you, they bring you back again unless there's something big about you.
It mightn't be this time, though.
But how would I listen out? I can listen out after the news break.
Okay, my brother. It might not be this time, though. We can have a good conversation. Yeah, man. Trump is a traditionalist. We can talk about that when we get back, and he's going to be able to follow the traditional giant. Mayor Rudy Giuliani, I'm looking to see him. I'm looking to see Omarosa. I'm looking to see all these people come back. He's reward loyalty. If you ride with him, you're straight. You know that. Quick break. Got to get news and be right back after this.
The foundation. The foundation.
The foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
The foundation. The foundation.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. A beautiful day, grateful to be in your company. Give me a call, 323-6232-354316, 325-4259, anywhere for the family of islands, 242-300-5720, or you can hit me up, 422-4796, that's on the text line. What are we going to do? Are we going to vote against the PLP or no? I mean, just let me know. Because it sounds like Papa saying so. Other callers who, commit the PLP, they always punctuate the conversations no matter what they say. They punctuate it with the fact that I am a PLP. Or they started off with that, I am a PLP. But the body of what they're saying, my God, don't sound like it's a PLP to me. What are we doing? Are we going to get doing this again? Are we going to do this again? Just talk to me about it. Are we going to make a decision to just vote against the PLP card to be right, straight across the board? We don't want nothing. Is that what we're doing? All of what we did is try to identify the strength that exists within the PLP to say we think that this one's good, this one's a keeper, this one, you got to be able to make some considerations whether or not we're going to keep this one so much. We've gone through all of that over the course of 2 months here on this show. 2-3 months. We went through the Sober series. We went through the Dissecting Leadership series. We went through three series back to back to back to talk about how we need to be able to identify leadership in this country. We cannot afford to go through this again. We cannot afford to go through this again. We cannot afford to just be able to put in all the F&Ms. We don't know what some of them good for. My God, I just want to be decent. We don't know what some of them good for. They got the same intentions that the PLP had. Just want to be decent. When I get in straight butter, some of them, I can't put all of them in one bucket. But this exists. And the question is, are we going to make a blanket decision getting rid of the PLP, no matter what? We're sick of them. Letting good men go. Good women. That has the potential to be able to do a lot. Men and women who could be able to hold the Free National Movement's foot to the fire. Is it that we're going to have to be able to champion some of them? Is it that we're going to do? I think as we get closer and we've already identified candidates, been nominated, ratified, so forth and so on, I think we're going to be able to, here at the foundation, we're going to have a smorgasbord. We can choose FNM PLPs that we believe can make up the Royal Opposition and the government of the Bahamas as we move forward, based upon what they put forward. Not if we like them or we don't, based upon what they put forward. Based upon the history that we know of them, based upon whether we believe that they are committed to the words that they say. I think we're going to do that. Telephone call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard. How are you doing?
Seattle, hi, good, man. What's
don't
up,
run
Seattle?
Me yet. Don't run me early.
I run you. What should you say?
Okay, I'm just telling you. You don't have to worry about the PLP. The Free National Movement will give you something to vote for this term, not to vote against the other people. And you don't have to worry about opposition. Michael Pintard will appoint some competent individuals to serve as opposition from amongst the candidates that he chooses.
Michael Pintard and people to serve as opposition?
Yeah, when you take out 39 seats, you get to appoint opposition.
Jesus, God Almighty.
You look for volunteers really within your group who want to go over.
You're doing too
opposition.
Much. The FNMs are going to be 39 seats there.
Or maybe 40. You know, when you want to, you're thinking about adding.
You are wilding out. Go ahead, Sia.
I want to explain to you and the people about the Constitution, about that caller that talk about the change we need, right? But I don't want you to take away from you in what you said about Pintard and his concept for urban renewal, where he's going to integrate development, affordable housing, food security, and support for entrepreneurship, creating pathways for self-sustainability for generations. You know, you guys may not be ready for the level of leadership and economic impact that is going to be proposed. It's going to take a moment to digest, and then we have to break it down into some things for you. But let's go to number 54, the Constitution. Howard, for two decades, I've been making an argument, and I've made it to the constitutionalists, right? We keep talking about things we need to change in the Constitution, right? Howard, I want you to go and read number 54 of the Constitution, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It deals with alteration of the Constitution. That number 54 is the one that sets the guidelines to alter anything in the Constitution, the rules that you have to follow, right? You follow me there?
Yeah, I read it.
Okay. The one thing that 54 doesn't do is protect itself. So they could go into Parliament and modify this Constitution and change 54, put whatever they want in the Constitution, and then change it back. And then this time protect number 54.
I put it in that board now.
You could go to Parliament and change number 54. With right simple rule. No 70%, 60% majority in the House and this and that, whatever, or referendum or anything. Because that's the protection clause. But the protection clause itself is not protected. So if you remove the protection clause, then none of the other things in the Constitution is protected.
Mm.
Okay? I've been saying this for 20 years.
So it's vulnerable. So once you do that, everything's vulnerable.
Everything, you could change whatever you want. You could make the guy president for life.
So yeah, but
this number 72 and 73, where the point he said where we could remove the prime minister, go and I think it's number 72 that makes the leader of the party with the most votes prime minister, whereas in other jurisdiction, it makes the one who commands the respect of the majority of the people, as the leader of the party is protected. See, just that simple change.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Or if the prime minister has the courage, come to the Bahamian people and say, if I am subject to a no confidence vote, I would not exercise. I don't know, I think it's number 73, number 74, where he gets the call of the election. He just go. And then if he don't honor what he say, then we will, we could simply get rid of the whole party. Because these little things in there, these little caveats in there, is where allows the prime minister to be protected. That's why they sit.
Yeah, but a lawyer navigates that. Especially this is my view. When we're dealing with the constitution of the country, I think there should be a sense of transparency and being above board, rather than this kind of circumventing what's perceived by.
I was written in. Pastor Lyndon Pinion wrote that in because he already knew that he had always going to be leader of the party. If it was the one who commanded the most respect or in the House of Assembly. Then, just like how you have an opposition, it's the one who commands the most respect.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what it is for prime minister. It's the one who is the leader of the party that has the most seats. You see that?
Yeah.
See the difference in the two? Okay, so that's, I'm simply
saying 54
that,
and 72, I can't read them right now.
No, right. But I'm saying, but 54 is the protection. We move to, go into Parliament, move to the 54, change whatever you want, and then reinstate the protections back, and this time put the protection for the protection. Okay? And we can have the Constitution we want. This is actually an independence order. We really never had a conversation about creating a Constitution for Bahamians by Bahamians. Okay? So, but you have these constitutional committees that is good at ghosting us and a lot of language and all the different things. Like, it's a couple of things that went in the front of the Constitutional Committee, and I asked them, and they admitted that it was true. I mean, the videos are right on my page, and then they just, okay, thank you so much, C. Allen Johnson. Next question. And they just, nice to put that's the relevant question about what is it that it's about. Just let me understand this. In the same way we use this concept that women are discriminated in the Constitution, there's 8 combinations of citizenship in the country, Howard, to get citizenship, for Bahamians to pass on citizenship. Do you know there's 7 of them is listed in the Constitution? The only one that's not listed in the Constitution is a Bahamian man having a child, or the unmarried Bahamian man having a child outside of the Bahamas. Every other combination is in the Constitution. I don't care what the former Attorney General and QC say. I can show you the 7 in there that grant citizenship to their children at birth, except for a single Bahamian man with children outside of the country. And it is what it is. And this is not where people say things. I always say, point me to what you're saying. Don't tell me, because I can show you otherwise in the very same documents. Mm-hmm. There's only 2 discriminations, in what we say discrimination, permission to discriminate. And that's in gaming, and that's in marriage. It didn't say you have to. It says, should you discriminate in these 2 areas, you can contest it on constitutional grounds. It didn't say you have to discriminate.
For I can check it out.
It didn't say you have to discriminate for marriage.
I can check the option. Thank you, my brother. Thank you so I do much, appreciate your telephone call, being able to give us a call. Guys, the lines are wide open. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Good day, Howard.
Hey, good day, my dear. What's up?
I was enjoying listening to Alex.
Okay.
He kind of lost me a bit there, but I usually like listening to him when he talks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he kind of talk too fast though. I can't keep up sometimes. My air's moving a little slow these days.
Yeah, it's moving. Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to start with what I end with yesterday. I think it was.
Okay.
Pay Howard Grant.
I'd like that.
Pay Howard Grant. I'd
like
still
this.
Saying that.
I like this.
Okay, because you must be paid. Let me say it like that. Because the work that you put in for them, it's kind of opening up their eyes.
I really do it for us, though. It ain't about them.
I know you did it for us and not them.
They benefit if they smart.
It benefit them more greatly than it would benefit us, because it would now show them their shortcomings. And would if they can live up to it, it would encourage them to do better and to work towards the other
goal. I'll give you some insights. A couple of them text me. They listened to the show while I was doing it, you know.
Oh.
Who wasn't with me? They listened to the show while I was doing it, and I'm getting texts from them straight through. And there was one that we did, and we talked about media personalities and so forth and so on and so forth. We talked about this. And I got a text. I agree. I agree with this particular assessment. I agree with these particular things. I have to work on that.
Mm-hmm.
So they're listening.
Exactly. So why aren't they doing better? And I would like you to do another one, but it's all geared towards who has, I won't say faith in, but who would like to see Prime Minister Davis continue on as Prime Minister. And why?
You know, as much as I, and this is Howard personally, as much as I like the minister, I think that he needs to be more decisive in his position. I think the paper talked about right now, you could see the letter to the editor in our paper right now in The Guardian start to talk about how he sort of backtracked in some of the things that he said, right? And this is what we've seen from him over the course of time. Let's see what the article says. It says, Davis in damage control mode, right? Damage that he actually did. By saying what he said.
Exactly. And not just, Mr. Grant, he don't only have the information coming out from UB to do damage control on. He has the last 3 years to start damage control on. Because look at the stuff that happened so far, how much times he has put your foot, my foot, and everybody else's foot in his mouth. And then had to backtrack. And other people, then he says something, somebody else say, well, the Right Honorable Mr. Prime Minister Fred Mitchell said something else.
Yeah,
and
that has happened a lot.
And then the
that's what I said.
Say something else.
They making decisions at the table. All of us in our room, tight in the room, we make decisions at the table. Fred Mitchell comes out to the forefront. He knows that he's charging at the forefront of the battle. He said, this is the position that we've taken. Other persons taking on this position. Socially, a lot of persons feel like, oh, this kind of a sharp position. I don't know. And then the prime minister comes out and says, well, I'll make modifications to it. Don't worry about that. You know, I'll deal with it. You can't do that. You got to be able to, you got to stand strong.
Exactly. And then see, one of the things that I've come to understand about Mr. Fred Mitchell over the years is Fred Mitchell is not a one-man band type of person. If you, in my view, if Fred Mitchell says something, that's a conversation he had with the prime minister.
Fred Mitchell is, he's a party man. He's a party man.
Him or not, but they know what he can say before warning, because Fred Mitchell come off to me as the type of person who is going to insult with you and let you know this is how it's going to be and this is what I'm going to say. He don't come off as one of those who just can open his mouth and just blabber anything out. So I know whatever he say come from the mouth of the prime minister. You understand me?
Yeah.
So I would like to see one done, a general one done, on the vote of confidence or no confidence in Mr. Prime Minister.
Let's do it in January. Forward. Let's do it in January. God spare our lives.
Yes, I'd like to
let him go through Christmas.
I'd like to know what most people or those who do take the poll, I would like to know what is the general view. Because I don't want to be feeling like I'm the only one that feels the way I feel.
No, we can do it again. We can do it again. I appreciate your telephone call, my dear. Thank you so kindly for that. We can do it again. We can do it in January. Let him go through the little Christmas time right now. Let him cut cake and smile and give out little gifts and go to various constituencies that the prime minister go up and rally up the troops, so forth and so on. And in January, we can have a real conversation, because in January is when the rubber meets the road. Like, this ain't no game no more. Did you see yourself less than 12 months out, right? 12 months. By January of 2026, we know what's going to happen. All right? So let's do it after January 20th, right? God spare our lives. Let's do it after January 20th. I think I'm going to put up the polling just before. Maybe you guys are going to be eager to talk about what's happening in America in terms of the swearing in, and you want to be able to see those particular things. And then right after, we can do that. So if you're on a high and you want to talk about it, yeah, we could do it then. But I'm going to give them the Christmas season. Yeah, everybody deserves at least a half a good Christmas. Even these politicians, some of them work hard at doing nothing. My God, let's just be decent. Next telephone call. Go ahead, caller. Caller, go ahead. Next call.
Hey, Howard.
Hey, what's up, Papa?
Yeah, everything cool. So I call it back again. I was saying I like her. I think Glenn is sitting in as Prime Minister, Miss Martin.
Nowey.
Yeah. But I think she'll do good as a Prime Minister. She could make decisions and do everything. That's one of the people Selinden talk about who will make good Prime Minister in this country, young people who was growing up. So I salute her.
But she don't have the support in her party to be able to push her against the gold wall that pushes back against her.
Howard,
between her and Alfred Sayers.
But I think that was Dan. I think for us who's still
but
alive.
But Robin Lyons show us that the party.
A lot done die out and a lot done gone. And she's a true member to the people. The people love her. So that might have been then when a lot of others were still around, like Bradley Roberts, BJ. Plenty was still alive and Plenty was still active. You understand? Shane Gibson. The next one, you know. So, if she should ever try something right now, leader or deputy, maybe not against Brave. See, even if Brave wasn't, excuse me, if Mr. Davis wasn't the prime minister, he still get a lot of things in, like, I don't want to use the word power, but we helped some of us before, and people, they wouldn't, some people have some conscience, so they still will say, well, we don't owe him nothing, but we'll support him in what he do. But now, a lot of us, Nancy, the lady was asking a good question. That's a good poll to do, too. Miss, let me say something. I don't know if I on the same trend you were saying. You won't believe it, right? This might not make the PLP win, right? But this will help out in the situation. See, I think they're going about it the wrong way. First, they're saying but 25 seats and 10 coming off. I say they're lucky if they win 10 seats. I believe they're talking about moving this one to the next one. But all they need to do is move the leader. You mightn't believe it.
Papa, this your guy.
You might think this.
Papa, this your guy.
We love Brave Davis. We ain't forget the goodness with Brave Davis.
Oh, Papa.
He disappointed a lot of people. It's like he don't have the time of day for the people. Like, he switch on the people.
Papa, so, you got to ride or die with your guy. This your guy.
Yes, I know. But listen, being real and talking, listen to me. That's why people don't like me.
I can fight you.
The truth, how it is. I don't care if my mouth, whatsoever. I can say the truth. And so listen to me. Brave, they, I talk about if they really wanted to win, but I know this just a game, and they care less what we say. They stand be straight. We vote them out, they still straight. They were straight before we vote them out. Just that they just abuse it and do what they want to do. See, that's the problem. They doing this with our things, you see? Mm-hmm. They're saying they personal things, and we don't like that. Not mm-hmm. just supporters of the PLP, Bahamian people in general. Even if the set who don't vote, this our money, we pay taxes, and they doing what they want to do. So listen to me. If they more brave, right, as the leader, right, put mm-hmm. someone like Glennis or someone there, right? Mm-hmm. Even bring Shane Gibson back, right? Or whatsoever, right?
Yes, they, Papa!
Yes?
You can make me choke! Go ahead, Papa, go ahead, yeah, go ahead.
Alfred Gray or some people like that, right? Bring them in, right? People who we know care. It's just that we know Brave care too, but we try Brave. We let him be prime minister. He asking us to do it again. We ain't pleased with his action.
Papa, I got a lot to say at this. Papa, I got a lot to say.
But the people were saying something about with Papa them, they say there's PLPs and stuff. Just speak. Listen to me. You know, you want something to choke you? You can imagine, in spite of me, would like them to be punished because I know they deserve to be punished for how they came, especially Fred Mitchell and this new person who playing like Brave Davis, because they're in the Brave Davis we know. You can imagine me still having to, no, I don't want to use the word having, but consider that, having or choosing to still vote PLP and be happy if they lose, and especially Brave Davis loses a seat like I'm Mr. Christie, when I cry for Mr. Christie, but I wouldn't cry for Brave Davis because we give him a chance. He hurt a lot. But listen to me. This is what we got to remember, people. In spite of us being hurt, let's leave it to God. We can vote them out now. We can do what we have to do with them.
So we vote right? in the PLP right? out. That's what you're saying.
We got to leave it to God because God said the arms of flesh could fail us.
We vote so in the PLP out. We're
too sad. We had all our faith in Brave Davis. Now, he still can go around helping people, new people and different people, you know what I mean? Or you'll see old people, I mean, people who know him long time, still around him and stuff, talking
Papa,
about the goodness he's doing, right?
Hold on.
But listen to me.
Go ahead,
when
Papa.
When you get in a position in life, you get to show your true colors to show how you really feel about situations. You understand? But the sad thing about it, all us of our failure, just like complaining about him, I know better than him, but it's just that he chose politics won't be in charge of our country and our money. Doing what they want to. You know, I can move off a break because
long and short, because I got to go to a break. Long and short, we voting against the
Michael
PLP.
Michael Pintard need to come on these shows now.
Okay.
Michael Pintard need to come on. They need to
he
come on.
He go on with he got on ZNS the other day with Clint. So
yeah, well, Clint, man, you know, listen, you need to come on Howard Grant's show, come on The Guardian, come on all the shows, the different radio stations, and talk why the people, talk to the PLPs, and listen to me, they ain't doing enough. I wonder if they considering these people who are disappointed with Brave Davis. I can let you go, Howard, sorry.
Thank you, man, I appreciate you. I know that the PR team of the FNM definitely can be able to find the best time to be able to do that. We get into Christmas time. I don't know whether or not this is the time, because even the FNM have to have their little Christmas parties and so forth and so on. That ain't something I want to take from the people. So let's just be able to enjoy ourselves. And if you guys want to be able to support, I want to feed some people in about a week or so, a week and a half or so. All right. Quick break. I'll be right back after this.
The foundation.
The foundation. We'll be back right after this.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, Sino.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
Alright, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
For fast, reliable, and impact
impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmaster your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that are second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmaster the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmaster bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation.
And we're back. Caller's on the line. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. How are you doing, Howard?
What's up, Anton? All is well?
Okay, good. Good afternoon to the nation. Pretty interesting conversation. Let me start off on one of the points that I consider most important, and I'll work through very quickly because I made some notes while you was on your break, because it is too important to leave the misinformation out there. See Alan call, and he put some misinformation into the public stratosphere when he stated that Article 54 of the Constitution permits Parliament to make any change to the Constitution. That is not true. That is utterly incorrect. Utterly incorrect. It is not just incorrect. It is utterly incorrect. Yes, the Constitution, the Article 54 does permit some insignificant parts of the Bahamas Constitution to be changed by an act of Parliament. But any significant aspect of the Constitution can only be changed via a supermajority passage in Parliament and a referendum by the Bahamian people, granting the authority to Parliament to then go behind and make such a change. So that was too important an information to leave with that hanging, why I chose to address that first. And I knew that I wouldn't have had enough time, based on what the timeline left in your show, Howard, to go and do my own research once I made the initial look. And so I decided to follow up with one of our Bahamian constitutional czars in the country, source being Sean McQuinney, right? I always believe in giving the credit to whomever the individuals or the source that provides me with the information and the basis upon which I stand. And so it is not true what C. Allen has said. And that this is not me in any way, shape, or form attacking C. Allen, because he's one of our bright minds in the country, and he always brings extremely valid points to the discussion, and a lot of which, if the politicians of the day pay attention to, we as a country would be the better for it. But as it relates to this particular point, I had to call to address that. Bearing in mind, my source being Sean McQuinney, King's Counsel, right? Former Constitutional Commission head under the Christie administration. Moving on to my other points. You can hear me clearly, Howard?
Go ahead.
Okay. From an earlier caller, I believe that was the pharmaceutical, what did he call persons? He said he knows that the, I'm calling him a pharmaceutical crony, right? And so he wants to add adjectives to persons or behemoths who have the right to call in and express their wishes. I'm also adding one to him, the pharmaceutical crony, who made the claim about the breadbasket and obesity and all these kinds of stuff. I recall the earlier conversation coming about under then Minister of Health, Dr. Dwayne Sands, under the Minister-led administration, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just retired from government.
Mm-hmm.
In 2021. And I remember Dr. Sands promoting that talk, even though he sat in the chair as Minister of Health mm-hmm. at the time, even though they had a super majority in the Parliament, which would allow them to pass any act they wished that the Constitution allows Parliament to pass outside of anything significant that would impact the Constitution. But they did nothing about it. I remember the pushback from the biggest grocers in the country. I don't need to call any names, but I remember the pushback from the biggest grocers in the country, letting them know not to mess with that thinking at the time. I remember Dr. Sands, in his capacity as Minister of Health and the Appenham administration, didn't have the nerve to
to push back against what the biggest grocer was dictating to them not to touch in this country in order to make the behemoth or help towards making the behemoth population more healthy. Yes, we do have an obesity problem. Yes, we do have a health problem in the country. Yes, we do rank very high numbers, I think top five in the region as it relates to obesity in our country and other health-related challenges. But I do recall them not doing anything. I also remember, Howard, and you perhaps may remember as well, there was a people's march against the aftermath at the time and Dr. Sands in his capacity as health, and it was labeled Keep Your Corn Beef. Do you remember that?
I remember that.
Okay, and so all of these things, inclusive of the biggest problem that we have had as it relates to economic empowerment in our country being land and its access or its affordability being taken out of the hands, all under former F&M administration. Going back to Hubert Ingraham's earliest leadership as prime minister in this country, coming right on down to Dr. Minnis' leadership as prime minister in this country. All of these things and nothing done. Right now, granted, the problem does still exist. It does still exist, Howard. Let me acknowledge that. And it is one of the things that the former Christie administration thought to address by the implementation of BAMSI, right? Which would have been able to provide locally grown fruits and vegetables at affordable prices.
In theory.
With the government subsidies at the exchange,
yeah.
The produce exchange, which does exist and does provide some level of relief. But it is not at a large enough scale.
Yeah.
What were you asking me?
No, I was saying in theory, there was it was supposed to have a greater impact.
Mm. Absolutely. Yeah. It was supposed to have greater impact. Now, getting on to my final point, Howard. The Davis administration and it's picking up off of your conversation from yesterday, which you brought into your conversation or your show today. The Davis administration still has a window of opportunity. And this is nothing to do with politics.
It's closing
now. To do with the embarrassment.
It's closing
now. Pardon me?
That window is closing.
I can get to it right now.
Okay.
I can get to it. This has nothing to do with politics. It has to do with the advancement and betterment of our people in our country as a whole. The Davis-led Philip Brave Davis still has an opportunity to do things right. He still has an opportunity to push hard with BAMSI. He still has an opportunity to push harder with housing. He still has an opportunity to close the deal with the energy sector reforms. He still has an opportunity to improve services at water and sewage. He still has an opportunity, Howard, to reduce the cost of living in our country. He is still prime minister. He still has just under 2 years to get these things done. These are the principles that I speak to. These are the policies that I speak to. These are the things that I recognize as someone who served on the PLP's National Platform Committee for Empowerment in the last administration. These are the things, Howard, amongst other things. We still have a chance to close all the loopholes as it relates to NHI, as it relates to as it relates to improving services at PMH, as it relates to the expansion of the new hospitals and the clinics throughout the country. These are the things, Howard, infrastructural improvements. In addition to that, Howard, if we can, like you started to say, and like I also started to say yesterday, improve the internal client comfort levels and happiness, the internal customer, because we cannot win the next government without the PLP supporting Philip Brave Davis. And as one of your callers, I call her, what's my boy name? Who comes on but not in the afternoon? Howard.
Pearly L.
Pearly L made some very good observations earlier. The people in this country, they vote you out based on how they feel about how the leader is performing. So, Mr. Prime Minister, you still have a small window to get the act together in the PLP. To spike up those people who
like
are
it.
Performing or fire them.
I appreciate
and
you, my
make
brother.
The changes necessary to prepare towards members of parliament putting themselves back into the hat and being able to go in, look in the eyes of behemoths and to tell them, this is what I did for you. This is what I did for you. This is what I did for you. This is how your lives has changed or has improved. Thank you for the opportunity, Howard.
I appreciate you, my brother. Thank you so very kindly. The PLP does not have time to do that. They don't. the time is up. If they haven't taken care of the internal customers, they have to put all emphasis on that now. They're going to have difficulty with it. The government, in conjunction with the IDB, has created a portal called Bonfire. The Bonfire, how do I know this? I'm on the portal. The Bonfire portal has the responsibility of being able to put out every single contract that's coming out here, right down to who decorating the tree. I could see everybody's contract and everybody could see mine. This is the transparency that we're moving towards in this region, okay? The PLP can no longer, unless the government giving you a little $4,000 contract, anything above that, $5,000, that got to go on Bonfire. If it goes on Bonfire, then the best man wins at this point. Because people have to put a proposal in, they have to put a quote in, they have to put all the information in, the best man wins. The PLP already is back significantly with that. Because it's transparency. Transparency don't afford you an opportunity to be able to take care of your cronies. Okay. The PLP don't have time to fix the water and sewage issue. They do not have time to fix the cost of living issue. They do not have time to be able to fix the housing issue. They can possibly be able to cut some ribbons and be able to get about 10 to 15 homes to rent for rent to own. That was a concept that the government actually had, that they were supposed to be able to do that. We've been looking for now for some time, right? So they could be able to cut some ribbons and give some people some rent to own, but they were looking for the proper matrix to be able to get that done. I don't know whether or not they got it done. For the impact that they need to be able to make more specifically to the 300,000 persons that live in Nassau from Bamsey, the PLP doesn't have time to do it. The reason why they don't have time to do it is because they can't walk and chew gum at the same time. They have not equipped themselves to do this. Let's do this. I just started the gym. Now, you don't know this, but I really used to push like a heavy, right? I mean, seriously, I used to push heavy, right? I'm in the gym now, and I only could push 145 pounds. That's it. I only could push 145 pound on plate, right? So 145. Last night, after a week and a half of being able to work out, I put an extra 25 on it. I feel like I'm getting back. I have to train my body in preparation to get to the execution of work. I can't get to work and say, oh my God, let's get to work. I am not trained for that. I am not equipped for that. I don't have the mechanisms that could say we could get this done quick. The PLP doesn't have that. They haven't been doing it. You don't know who to put in place. You don't know who could execute. You don't know who you could trust in the organization to be able to get this administrative work done quickly. You don't know those particular persons. There are some people who have been working like Pia in certain areas. However, you can't work Pia to death because she got to go in her constituency. You can't work Alfred to debt because he got to go in his constituency. Who is the PLP? Who can they lean on? Who have they matured and developed to be able to execute these things? I don't think they do. I don't think they have the persons. So you got to focus on one or two things. Either you can be able to focus internally and make your people comfortable so they could go out and touch those people and see if you could be able to win the government again. Or you could deal with administrative aspects. And people are not going to feel the effect of that for 6 to 12 months. So you still lose. You got to make up your mind. You can't do all things to all people. You got to make up your mind. One more call before we go very quickly. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, I was calling back again. I just wanted to make a very, very quick statement here. After listening to Anton, I can say this much. With the insight that Anton has, and with coupled with the insights of many other young people in this country that is not fully focused at party per se, but at country, the statements Anton made just now is so valid. It prompted me to call back. I am hoping that the government is actually utilizing him right now.
No, they're not. You could hear that from his language.
And that And that's why I called back, Howard.
Yeah, but you... Anton has been having this conversation with us here for the past 2 years. 2 years. His conversation has intensified about what the government is not doing, how they're not including the persons who are part of the development process, how they're not doing these things. He has been dropping innuendos to the PLP for the past 2 years. And if they ain't put him yet, my God, they ain't put him now. They ain't put him now.
So could you imagine what they're doing to the rest of us out here?
Oh, Jesus.
Who really cares about country?
You're getting
you know, this. I listened very intently to what he said just now, and it would be a sin and a shame. If the government is not using him, using his knowledge, using his talent, I know definitely they're not using mine. And this thing goes across, straight across our political party. You know, this thing has to do with nation. We have to fix this country. People in the FNM, you have some very talented, knowledgeable people. Why isn't the current government using? Don't they not realize that even if they go out or the people kick them out, that the programs that they have in place now, some of them will have to be picked up by the new government. Some will have to be siphoned through to find out what is immediate, what is short and long term. This country cannot continue on the path that we're on. We're losing too many nationalists who care about country over party. We're losing too many of these persons.
Yeah.
But yet the persons we put in parliament cannot seem to get it. There are some of us who want to build country. In order to build country, our people then get better. So I don't know what they're doing with Anton, but I'm going to tell you, if they're not utilizing this young man, I cry shame on the party.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, man. I do appreciate you. The fact of the matter is that a lot of things need to change in this country. A lot of things need to change in this country. And I think we could scream until the cows come home. But until we take our time to be able to recognize that we can do some things ourselves, we're going to be here. Quick break, going to be right back after this.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Everything is bigger and better at Burger King Nassau. When you have a big appetite, BK has a royal deal for you. Get a flame-grilled double Big King Jr. or an original chicken sandwich, plus 4 chicken nuggets, small fries, a drink, and a fresh baked cookie for only $9.95, including VAT. The royal deal was built for a big appetite. And at $9.95, including VAT, it's a steal of a deal. Go big and enjoy the BK flavors you love with the $9.95 royal deal at Burger King Nassau.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Let's go straight to the lines, ladies and gentlemen. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the phone lines, 242-300, 5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon, Mr. Glenn. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing? Thank you for holding.
Yeah, I had to hold. I heard Papa made a comment regarding Michael. Or given this exactly in some initial place. Let me give my condolences out to the Honorable Michael Tintad on the passing of his brother, okay, Edison Tintad.
When?
Okay?
When?
79.
Pardon?
When this happened, last night?
You know, last night, the man's funeral is going to be on
oh,
the...
Oh, God, I didn't know this. I didn't look it up and down. I hear this. Oh, my okay. goodness. Edison?
Yes.
Oh,
Edison,
condolences. I didn't know that.
Edison passed 79 years old.
Oh, man.
Listen,
I'm sorry. Okay.
The Honorable Michael Pentad is human. He has to go to his brother's funeral. And if you look at this guy, you see Michael Pentad straight through to him. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
People is going to grieving.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And so don't expect them as a politician. He's human first.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And I give my condolences out to him. Yeah. And also, while I'm at it,
mm-hmm.
I want to give my condolences out to my cousin, Gloria Spears. You know?
What's her name?
Gloria Spears.
Okay, Gloria. Okay.
Now. But Ms. Grant and I going on this, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And something I don't like you always to do. Ms. Grant, can you follow me when I say this? And this just a little humor. Ms. Grant. Follow me when I say this.
I right here.
Juan. You're there? Juan.
I...
No, you don't laugh. Mr. Grant.
You can hear me?
Mr. Grant. I said, follow me when I said I go it now. Follow me when I you know laughing.
Howard, can you hear me? Go ahead. Yes, I appreciate
Hello?
Your telephone call. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I read you. Yes, ma'am.
Do this to me, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Grant.
Yes.
Do this to me. Go all right?
Yes.
I hear this, right?
Okay.
Grant.
Yes, ma'am. I'm ready.
I want you to say it.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
I'm ready. I'm talking to you. I said I want you to say it.
I'm ready. You're making me laugh.
You, listen, you're from Grand Bahama.
Yes, ma'am.
You're from Grand Bahama. I've never come out to Grand Bahama and say, what's the one of them things name? Anyway, Mr. Grant, just follow me. Grant?
Yes, ma'am.
Say it.
I'm ready. Go ahead. I'm ready. I'm ready. I can hear you.
You didn't hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I can
want
hear
you.
You
to say it. Grant.
Grant.
Town.
Town, great.
Okay, it's Grant Town.
Grant Town. I say Grant Town. Bean and Grant Town.
Yes, sir.
It's Grant Town? You know, it's a big debate about that.
I born up in that area in the 60s.
It's Grant Town. Only one Grant. It wasn't plural.
Oh, Lord.
It wasn't plural. There isn't one more than one granny had no children?
Anyway, let me save my minute. Who need to say that? Grant?
Grant Town. Okay, being in Grant Town.
No,
I appreciate your telephone call.
Hey, you come from Freeport and insulting our town.
No, I ain't meant to do
that's
that. I didn't tell you. I didn't say what the hell the people say. I apologize about it.
It's Grant Town.
Grant.
Okay.
Thank
you.
Thank you very
okay.
much. I appreciate your telephone call. Next telephone call. Go ahead.
Howard, this is C. Allen Johnson. Just give me a minute, please. Don't rush me like the people say.
Okay, go ahead.
See, if you ask McSweeney the wrong question, you'll get the wrong answer. He asked maybe about modifying.
Mm-hmm.
Let me explain. Number 54 sets the rules for alteration of this Constitution. You could even go to number 17 of the Independence Order. This is the one that sets the rules by which you could alter anything. But there's nothing in this
subject to the provisions of this article, Parliament may, by the Act of Parliament, passed by both houses, alter any of the provisions of this Constitution.
We're running out of time. Just stop it there very carefully.
Mm-hmm.
This gives you the rules to modify the Constitution. Nothing in this Constitution or in the Independence Order stops this from being modified or deleted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So... if you could go, just the protection clause, if you could go into Parliament and move to delete number 54 from the Constitution, there's nothing that prevents you from doing that.
Mm-hmm.
If there is no 54 in the Constitution, there is no protection for the other parts of the Constitution.
Wow.
Okay? So tell him to understand the question to ask Mr. McSweeney.
I can ask Mr. McSweeney myself. I can call him and ask him.
No, you understand what I'm saying?
I can call him and ask him.
It's simple. Look to see if something protected. And this
I
is
call
Howard,
him.
You there? Let me say this. Howard, you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. Go ahead.
Listen to me. Whatever the PLP needs to do, if you could ask me any question in the Blueprint for Change, the one Ginger Moxie wrote, and I can
Ginger
tell you
Moxie wrote that
about it.
That's she said. That's what she said in the House of
she
Assembly.
She designed it or she write it?
No, she said she wrote it in the House of Assembly. I had that clip. But listen to what I'm saying to you. I could show you in there nothing the PLP could do in the, that will take impact in the, within the next 3 years. They could only promise you, if you lend me more time, I'll
the
do it
PLP
this
can't
time,
do
but
it.
I didn't do last
they don't have
time.
Any more time. The time is up. They could either focus on their internal people.
What they could do is give us transparency, accountability, freedom of information, those things, and fund those things.
That's
and
it.
Then maybe we'll allow one or two of them to sit in Parliament. Thanks.
Well, the truth is that PLPs, just be honest, this is only math. This is nothing to do with I hate the PLP or I like the PLP or that I for you or against you. This is only math. You do not have the time to do everything. You do not have any more time for that. Christmas season coming up. You can take time out to do all these things. You're celebrating. You're in a crunch mode. You can start over again. You got to find a new team in January. You got to work your way. By the time you get to the end of the first quarter of next year, everybody in full bloom, boom, campaign mode. This is no game. This is not a game. You could either take care of your people on the external standpoint and ensure that they could be, on the internal standpoint and hope that they could be able to get in there and convince some people to vote for you. Or you could deal some stuff from an administrative standpoint and then hope that you could be able to have a legacy when the F&M cutting the ribbon and saying, well, you know, we's the one who put this in the pipeline. That's all that could happen at this point. That's all that could happen at this point. Your own people disgruntled. PLP is a disgruntled. This is too much. One more call before we get out of here. 28 seconds. Go ahead, Carlo. Caller, go ahead. No. All right, let me see if I can read a couple of these things before we get out of here. It says, I guess since they're building the hospital for women and children, only the men got to go in the bush and use mud and spit to heal themselves. The PLP will get a bigger cut hip than Kamala. A landslide. This is Texas coming through. It says, what we really need is a show on policies. We want to see the next government implement that will put more accountability to these people, starting with debates. And we can see which party mouthpiece will call in saying that they will implement them. They ain't going to do that. It says, can others speak for the F&M other than the leader? Yes. So why are you not afraid to allow me, C. Allen, right? This is C. Allen, I guess. So he said to speak as to what the F&M do. I need a letter. Do you... You know, after we win, I won't be speaking as I will be busy building. This is a text is coming through. All right, let me see if I can read another one. One more. Oh, we're not going to read that one. All right, guys, that's the show today. I want to be able to thank you guys for being able to tune in with us. Great show as usual. This Anton fella, feels his contract slowly being taken away. That's what it says. Well, I don't know if I don't get no contract. I mean, I ain't in people business. I'm just saying. That's the show with us today, guys. I want to thank you so much. I'm hoping that we can be able to have Garth join us tomorrow to be able to have good conversation. We're getting into politics, guys. This is that kind of a season. Remember, do some advertisements with us. We got some things coming up on Thursday for Small Business Thursday. It's the Christmas season. It's Christmas time. Do marketing advertisements, squeeze a couple dollars together, let people know what you got. It ain't make no sense buying all them clothes to put in your back trunk and ain't nobody know where it is. My God, let's make these things happen, right? Well, we're going to see you tomorrow. Godspeed right here on the Foundation, 96.9 FM radio. See you tomorrow, guys. Godspeed. Foundation.